This is the Truth Network.
Welcome to Running with Horses, a podcast devoted to inspire you concerning a relationship with Almighty God that empowers you to accomplish things you never thought possible. Shirley Weaver wants to take you there. And now, here's today's episode.
Hello, everyone, and welcome. So glad you are here. Many things rolling around in my heart and in my head about this time of year. I'm sure the same is true for you. Thinking of a title for this episode, you know, choose to choose might be a good fit. What I mean by that, everything in this covenant relationship we have with Almighty God boils down to a choice that we make based on what we read in His Word, hear by His Spirit, all of that. So we're stewards, we are stewards of the things that God gives to us, the things He reveals to us. The born-again believer is a steward in everything, really, in all of life. For stewards, discipline is really key. I would also say vision. And for us, that would mean vision that responds to what God is asking. And that vision makes the difference between something that's half-hearted, maybe motivated by religious guilt, makes the difference between that and what I consider a disciplined response to God's prompting, so that later we can look back on something that we've chosen to do and see the worth. And we realize that we've partnered with the leading of Holy Spirit in order to become the blessing that was originally laid out for Abraham, Genesis 12, remember, and you shall be a blessing, a source of great good to others, the Amplified says. You know, as a steward, we become thankful first of all. I am thankful for every listener of this podcast, and I'm really excited to share this episode with you because of everything that I've said so far. We are choosing to choose. We are stewards, making the difference between something that's more half-hearted and religiously inspired. Compare that to something the Holy Spirit prompts in us and we act on. Not only as obedience, that's a strong word, but it's a choice, isn't it? So think about it. We do choose to choose. We are stewards, and we are thankful for the opportunity. Thankful for the opportunity of this podcast. You know, Running with Horses is a vision the Lord unfolded over a period of time. This podcast is the latest installment on that vision. To me, so meaningful because there's a high bar set. That's what I think. That's my opinion. I hear from many of you, you feel the very same way. The bar is set sufficiently high that we can grow into it, not something to soothe us where we are so that we kind of remain there, kind of hang out there, you know, maybe for a year or two, 5, 10 years. No, the soothing is important, but if we're going to grow, mature, be a match for the day in which we live and the days that are ahead, we need to be sharp. That is the vision of this podcast, Running with Horses. It definitely is the vision for the devotional book by the same name. Hopefully the two are a complement, because you see, we give of ourselves. That's what we mean by stewardship, because we understand the value of what God has placed on the inside of us, has entrusted to us, and the difference that it makes overall in the long run. And I can guarantee you that you and I are the number one beneficiary of the stewardship that we respond to after the Lord leads us. It's great to look back on your history with God and see your steady, consistent record of following the Lord's leading by stewardship and the leading that I'm connecting right here. You know, there are resources we possess, different kinds. Money is one. Money is not the only one. We're really talking stewardship of anything, of life, possessions, the home, you know, the peace in our home and the oasis that's created as a result, stewardship of the community where we are planted. So stewardship of anything really respects the level of understanding that we have of a personal responsibility the believer has to cooperate with the Lord's plan, specifically with His lordship over those areas. And we see the way some people steward what they have and actually wonder how they get away with that. Lousy stewardship, if I can just be blunt, maybe even no stewardship, like a dull lack of understanding or sensitivity that we're called to it. You know, it should be awake on the inside of us, because the Word is awake on the inside of us. And really, to be honest, since all that we are and everything we have is given by God, we should also admit that observers of our stewardship could question how we justify what clearly appears to be the squandering of what God has entrusted to us, squandering of our gifts, squandering of our stewardship. I hope that doesn't sound too heavy. One example, we actually have a section in our book, September 4, Running with Horses. The title is Stewardship Of. This is a short paragraph. The physical body, for example, is a gift from God. We're called to the stewardship of God's gift, His gift of the physical body. Anyone refusing to make healthy choices, supply the body with the exercise and nutrients needed, the discipline we need to do that, obviously believes that that kind of negligence is okay. So again, if we're honest, from a stewardship perspective, it is easy to see that often people find themselves in the condition they are in because of what they've chosen. We choose to choose. The human body can only take so much of this kind of negligence. So, in this case, referring to the human body, God is not the cause of the resulting crises that we face. Actually, failed stewardship is the cause. So you see what I'm saying? You know, stewardship in the Bible, there's plenty there. 1 Chronicles 28:1, when Solomon was instructed to build the temple. Luke 16:2, Luke 16:4, 1 Corinthians 4:1, 1 Peter 4:10, any of those and others as well. But specifically, let me read Colossians 1:25. Goes like this: "Of which I became a minister, according to the stewardship from God, which was given to me for you, to fulfill the word of God." I don't know if you've ever thought about it that way. The ministry that you have, every aspect of your ministry, brings you into the position, the category of minister, and that stewardship is from God. Your understanding of it, your faithfulness to it. So it's given to you to fulfill God's plan, to fulfill the word that is in his heart, and your response is stewardship. Your response, my response, is to choose. And so, as I said, I am so thankful for every listener of this podcast. What an exciting time to be alive and to have this opportunity, see, as a minister, to steward this gift. This podcast is a gift from God, an opportunity that is in his heart. And I think it's mutual between the things God gives me to speak and the hearing, the receiving, the role that you play. There's a place on our website. The website is aclearchumpet.org, aclearchumpet.org/give, has a section to partner with this ministry, the sponsor of this podcast. We are finishing up the second full year of our episodes here. It has flown by in my mind. I hope you've been able to be with us for every episode. And if that is the case, I just invite you to partner with us as a result and let us know. Let us know, shoot us a text or an email. Let us know that your gift is prompted by the podcast, because of the podcast, that you're recognizing the stewardship that we are demonstrating. When I say we, I mean our team here at the ministry. And so that we know you have taken on that stewardship with us as a listener. For me, it's the speaking, it's the putting out of the message God gives. And for you, the hearer, the listener, and therefore the one that takes in what you hear, and you are able to act on it, to multiply in some way the blessing that you are as you steward the gifts God has given to you. So in this way, a financial gift during this wonderful time of the year would be so helpful. You have no idea what it means to me, to our whole team, to hear from you on any level. And a financial gift tells us that you think this is worthwhile. It's worthy of your investment and of your stewardship as God prompts you to steward the resources that you have in your possession. Because bottom line, again, the born-again believer is a steward. We are disciplined. We are maturing in everything. We are called to the stewardship. In all of life, we are called to the stewardship. As a steward, discipline and vision are key. Just some repetition there of what we've already said. Because, you know, it goes down into the heart, deep down into the heart, and we are able to hear if the Lord is saying something, if He's prompting me, if He's prodding me to respond. Again, that's aclearTrumpet.org. Three words, aclearTrumpet.org /give. Everything you need to know is right there. I hope this season has begun as filled with the goodness of God for you that it has for me. I've already said this is an amazing time to be alive. There is trouble and shaking on every side. But the born-again believer is not moved because we know where we are in time and we understand, like the tribe of Issachar, we understand not only what to do, but specifically what to do as an individual member of the worldwide body of Christ. We each have such an important role to play. I bless you today. I am so thankful for you. Be blessed. I'll see you for the next episode. Don't forget, aclearTrumpet.org/give. Love you so much.
Thanks for listening. If you enjoyed this episode and you'd like to help support this podcast, please share it with others. Post about it on social media or leave a rating and review. Don't forget to check out the show notes or visit aclearTrumpet.org where you can subscribe to Shirley's email list, download the ministry app, and purchase your very own copy of Shirley's 365-day devotional, Running with Horses. Thanks again, and we'll see you next time.